Great. So join now on the phone with director, producer. Am I missing other titles in that?
I'm also the writer, more or less, and actor.
Great. Well, AJ Bond of Stress Position, thanks so much for joining me today. So talking about Stress Position, it's going to be playing at Cinematheque in Winnipeg on Wednesday evening. And for someone who maybe knows nothing about the film, how would you preface it?
It's a film about two very close friends, myself and my friend David Amito. He's an actor, I'm a filmmaker. And we came up with this strange challenge to see if we could use psychological torture techniques, kind of inspired by Guantanamo Bay techniques used by the U.S., to see who could break the other person within 1 week. So these are techniques that don't involve a lot of pain or anything like that. It's all about sort of mind games and subtle tricks to try to wear a person down and break them psychologically. So what begins as kind of a very unusual, almost reality TV competition sort of spirals into a much more thoughtful investigation of our friendship and our kind of identities in general.
Can you talk to sort of the timeline, the production timeline of this movie?
Yeah, I'd actually been working on a much larger film for a couple of years, and when it became clear that that film wasn't going to happen 1 year where we thought it would, we decided to try to make something a little bit more experimental and a little bit much, in fact, lower budget. And I kind of came up with this idea that it would be fascinating to try out some of these torture techniques that we hear so much about in the media. And I immediately thought of David Amito, who's an actor that I've known since high school, and he's just always game for really boundary-pushing experiments. So very quickly we put together this project based around a 30-page outline, so it didn't have a proper script, and we cobbled together a very small amount of private financing and shot the film for $50,000. In less than a month in a warehouse in North Vancouver. And all of the dialogue is improvised. A lot of the scenes that take place are surprises on Dave and I as we experience them for the first time, and kind of went on a filmmaking adventure in a way that was completely different than anything I've ever done or really seen. And at the end of it, we had all of this really intriguing footage, and we went into editing over several months, kind of crafting it almost the way you would a documentary, because unlike a normal feature film that's written and you know exactly what you're trying to achieve, this film was, you know, something that we made up on the spot, and it changed a lot from what my original 30-page outline had suggested might happen. And so it was really about crafting the most, you know, the tightest, most entertaining version of this crazy filmmaking adventure.
And now you've mentioned that the final sort of outcome of this film was different than that outline you'd first drafted. Can you sort of explain to me what those differences were?
Well, I had originally designed tortures that I thought would work on Dave. And I'd always wanted them to be very unusual tortures. So one of the ideas I had, for example, was a tickle torture that, you know, would start out very benign, but then you would continue to tickle someone until they got extremely uncomfortable. However, on set, I discovered that Dave is not ticklish. So that scene, which I thought would go in a certain direction, went in a completely other direction. And as it starts to be clear that my unusual tortures weren't going to work, I started to get more and more desperate, and kind of one of the most effective angles that I came up with on set, because Dave is an actor, was to start accusing him of being a bad actor in the film that we were doing at that second. So even though Dave is, you know, kind of just reacting naturally, I started to be kind of this tyrannical director who kept saying that he couldn't act and that the film was going to be terrible, and So it took on an extremely personal meta level where we started to comment very directly on the film we were making as we were making it. And a lot of the film then became more about the behind the scenes. So it was less time inside the torture chamber and more time kind of behind with me trying to figure out how to properly get under Dave's skin. And so it became a very tense and unusual set to be on, because instead of being the director and actor who are collaborating, we were antagonizing each other. And, that's a very dangerous way to work. And watching the film now, you really get an interesting view into kind of the worst possibilities of how a filmmaking experience could go wrong.
Mm-hmm. I've heard you talk about your experience as being the torturer and citing that was worse than the person being tortured. And I'm wondering if you can kind of just elaborate on that idea a little bit more.
Well, when you see the film, and I won't spoil too much, my torture is very different than Dave's. And I would say that in some ways, Dave had it harder than me when he was being tortured. Because I was harder on him. And I at a certain point in the film, looking back, I completely lost empathy for Dave, in the sense that once you start designing tortures for someone, you kind of have to stop thinking of them and being concerned with how they're going to feel. You can't empathize with your interrogation victim or your torture victim, because you won't be an effective torturer. So, by definition, you're kind of pushing yourself to be a sociopath. You don't have the proper human affect to watching someone suffer. And that's a very disturbing thing to realize, that, you started to look at this person as, almost an object that you want to manipulate and play upon their emotions without taking the kind of normal human responsibility that you should take, which is to feel badly and to try to help them. And in the research that I did leading up to the film, it became clear that style, torturing someone, really is not an effective way of getting information anyway. It just pushes your victim to tell you what you want to hear or what they think you want to hear. And in fact, building trust with someone, even in a prisoner scenario, is a lot more effective for getting genuine intelligence. And ironically, it's the same in filmmaking. When you want to work with an actor, it's about building trust. And so the process of directing the film was almost just as bad as the process of torturing Dave within the film. And so that connection between filmmaking and torture became a big theme. And kind of for me as a filmmaker, kind of a fascinating thing to realize that a bad filmmaker is really not dissimilar from a torturer.
In talking about sort of how it speaks to larger outside sectors like acting and directing, how do you think this film speaks to larger issues of torture within, whether it's military or corrupt governments? How do you think this film talks to that issue of torture in society?
The film certainly paints an unpleasant picture of torture, but it wasn't really conceived to be a hugely political film. For me, it's much more about identity and kind of an exploration of our specific friendship. And the whole concept of making this film, a film where two privileged, bored dudes decide to torture each other is kind of an absurd, it's kind of a foolhardy, irresponsible thing to do. So I kind of hope that, the whole structure of the film points to the fact that deciding to engage in torture is just totally irresponsible. And when you see the way the film unfolds, you can immediately understand the folly of thinking that torture is in any way entertaining or interesting to explore. And for me, that's kind of perhaps more a statement of looking at torture porn films, you know, the type of film like Saw or Hostel, mm-hmm. where we are literally entertained by torture, more so than I could say it has a very direct political statement about Guantanamo Bay, though it obviously looks at some of the very real things that they did at Guantanamo Bay in a very negative light.
Mm-hmm. Also speaking again to this conference that you'd done, the London Sci-Fi Conference, there was several points within this interview where this concept or the influence in the film of like a gay influence in the film or a queer sort of, I don't know what it would be, but it may be a way of storytelling. And I was wondering if you could kind of explain that or elaborate on that.
Well, you know, I'm a gay filmmaker, so a lot of my work just happens to be, you know, all the films I make tend to be quite personal and have some kind of personal angle, and often sexuality issues and sexual identity issues come into my films because those are just issues that I think are really interesting. And while this film isn't, you know, it definitely treats my queer identity in a very unusual way, and you know, I don't want to spoil too much, mm-hmm. but that becomes sort of one of the major themes of the film is how my identity is kind of wrapped up in being a queer filmmaker, and when you strip that away, what is left? And it's similar with Dave, who's, you know, identity is an actor, and when you strip that away, who is the real Dave? So it was important to me that the film play into some uncomfortable themes of sexuality and how homosexuality can be used against someone as a slur and as kind of an insult and a way to intimidate them. And I think that the film uses these kind of techniques as a torture on my character. So, you know, my character is forced to wear a uniform with a pink triangle, which is, of course, a reference to Nazi Germany, where gays were put into internment camps in uniforms with pink triangles. And so there's a lot of subtle ways in which my torture is geared at what is potentially a weak point, which is, you know, how proud of my sexuality am I? How, you know, is there still a level underneath where I am somewhat uncomfortable? And if so, the torture aims to bring that out and to exploit that. So that's, you know, one of the major themes of the film for my character, at least.
You've now had some space since Pressure Point was sort of first created and initially released, and I'm wondering how your experience with it has changed. Have you come to new conclusions about the film that maybe took time to arrive at?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting experience playing this film for people because it's so divisive. Some people love it, and some people are really offended by it. And so I was, you know, really very nervous. Every time we have a screening, I'm very nervous. So, you know, how will this audience react? And every time we have a Q&A, it's, you know, the audiences are very smart, and some people are very challenging. And I would definitely not ever make a film like this again. You know, it was such an intense and crazy experience. But by the same token, I'm so happy that this film exists. I think it's such an unusual film. I've never seen anything like it. And when people do connect with it, it's really in a way that they're appreciative to have seen something that they've never really seen before. And even people who don't like the film often have been like, well, you know, it was really uncomfortable for me to watch, but congratulations, it's such a unique experience. And so for my next film, I'm, you know, going in a complete opposite direction. It's entirely scripted. It's a much more conventional film in terms of how we would shoot it with real actors, no improvisation, entirely acted to feel real, as opposed to actually pushing the boundaries of reality and doing things that are so real it's uncomfortable.